I'm told that a century ago, the average American could sing 300 folk songs. Not too surprising, since back then, if you wanted music, you probably had to make it yourself. So now, as it is so easy to have music delivered to us, it seems that music as a homemade endeavor has changed a great deal. What is interesting to me is that the folk singers of 100 years ago were amateurs. I feel bad that the word amateur has become a term of derision. The word originally meant someone who does something out of love. There's a certain purity about music that is played by someone only for the sheer joy of it. The large number of garage bands, hip-hop collectives, and home recordings that spring up each day on SoundCloud and other websites suggests that the amateur market is doing just fine, even flourishing. People are making their own entertainment, developing a deeper relationship with music you can't get by just listening. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley.
It wasn't very large. There was just enough room to cram the drums in the corner over by the Dodge. It was a 54 with a mashed up door and a cheesy little amp. With a sign on the front said Fender Champ and a second hand guitar. It was a Stratocaster with a whammy bar. We could jam in Joe's garage. His mama was screaming, his dad was mad. We was playing the same old song in the afternoon, and sometimes we would play it all night long. It was all we knew and easy too, so we.